You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews of GsRenacouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and get 20% off your order when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. And I swear, we're locking on. We're locking on to this thing. Still not going to talk about George Springer. I'm sorry. Call me a pessimist, but I will not believe it until I see the press release. I see the Photoshop Blue Jays hat on George Springer's head. I'm seeing everyone very mad on Twitter. All the reporters are like, "Well, this blogger got it first, and we don't know for sure. It looks close, but come on. Look, Brendan Coon scooped y'all. It's looking pretty good." And I mean, we will be talking about it if it is confirmed. I can tell you, the second I get confirmation and am conscious enough to see it, we will be talking about George Springer for multiple episodes because... Maybe we'll do it right now. Sorry, Kirby Yates. I swear, we are going to talk about Kirby Yates in a future episode, but I can't ignore it anymore. Y'all heard me being like, I don't even know. I don't know if this is happening, but literally as I was recording this intro, Jeff Passan decides to put out that Springer and the Blue Jays have an agreement and he's going to Dunedin for a physical. And holy crap, y'all. Holy crap. I'm trying really hard not to swear here, but I just gotta throw my entire planned podcast out the window. Because I thought I was going to have to wait until tomorrow, and I was going to be really cranky, because I got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. I've got, like, you know, appointments and stuff I got to keep tomorrow. So, thank you, Jeff Passan, for locking this down, so I can talk about, holy crap, George Springer is coming to Toronto. Again, This is the same feeling you had last year when the Blue Jays signed Hyunjin Ryu. And I'm thankful I'm sober this time to actually appreciate it more. But this may be even bigger than Ryu. I mean, Ryu was not thought of as like the target of free agency. George Springer was like top of the leaderboard for free agents. And again, these are not guys the Blue Jays get. But money talks. And Toronto was super, super aggressive. And the second that the Mets let their guard down, right after they got Francisco Lindor from Cleveland, the second they had that opening, they went hard in the paint to land this man. And everyone's like, well, he's a Connecticut boy. He wants to go be close to Connecticut. Toronto FC can tell you that trip from T-Dot to Hartford ain't nothing. So don't worry about it. George Springer is going to sign. That is freaking awesome. This is everything the Blue Jays needed in the offseason. They needed defense that wasn't Randall Grichuk and Teoscar Hernandez just trying to play center field. They needed on-base percentage. They needed winning. And now they have a 3-time All-Star who's gotten MVP votes in 3 of the past 4 seasons. And can bat basically anywhere you want him to in the lineup. This is a lot. This is freaking awesome. Like I said, this is a sign that the Blue Jays are finally making that leap. This is a sign the Blue Jays are who we think they are. And that is a big market team that's been forced to play the market like a small market team just because of location. Well, no more. Big teams are all out. Yankees spent all their money on LeMahieu. Boston is not expected to compete for years. The Cubs are shedding payroll. The White Sox already have an outfield. And they signed Adam Eaton at the winter meetings. George Springer is going to be a Blue Jay. That is amazing. Especially given he's one of the only guys who you can argue didn't really suffer a lack of production after the whole garbage can fiasco. Granted, the Astros are still a garbage organization. But you can make the argument that Springer at least showed, without the aid of technology and percussive instruments, that he had the ability to go beyond that. And the Blue Jays are going to get him in his prime. And it's looking like, based on numbers I've seen, a 5-year, $125 million deal might be $135 or 140, just if they felt they had to make that extra push to get past the Mets. We don't know the final numbers, but this looks good. This looks like everything the Blue Jays needed. And we, like I said, we're going to be talking about this for a bit. And now I have numbers. It's 6 years, $150 million. Dear Lord. They went out. They really went out on this. Ken Rosenthal just confirmed that. 6 years, $150 million. They went deep. This was their guy. All the rumors you heard through the offseason, this was their guy. And they were going to get him no matter what. That 6 year, I guarantee you, clinched it. Because they had something that no one else could really offer this offseason. Security. And a guaranteed paycheck for years. And now they've come through. And again, I don't know the specific terms, but based on the payroll calculations that I had, if it's a flat $25 million deal, which I'm betting it's not, that still only puts them at about $113 million for payroll for next year. This contract has such implications for what the Blue Jays are now going to be able to do and what they can pivot and build with this. I'm gonna need a moment. I'm really gonna need a moment. So why don't I just do that? Why don't I just take a moment here? I'll reset. I'll tell you about our sponsors because they, I'm sure, are very interested in this. Starting with our friends at betonline.ag. If you bet that George Springer was coming to Toronto, your bet paid off. And there's one place where you can make those kind of bets. And that's betonline.ag. You sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. And you can use that money to bet on the Blue Jays to win the World Series. Or, you know, the Yankees to not. But you don't have to sit on the sidelines anymore. Like, the Blue Jays didn't sit on the sidelines. You can get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And you know how you celebrate a signing like this? With a delicious Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. They come in 18 amazing flavors, like caramel brownie and carrot cake and coconut almond and German chocolate and salted caramel. Maybe I should ask George Springer what his favorite one is. We'll see. He'll probably send them some. They're all coated in 100% chocolate. They're soft. They're easy to chew. They're great if you want to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat, because they're low calorie, they're low sugar, they're high in protein and fiber. And if you go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off your next order. So go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off. Have a delicious treat to celebrate George Springer coming to Toronto.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay. I think I'm calm. I think I'm calmed down. No, I'm not. I'm still not. This is the happiest I've been all freaking year. All right. I'm gonna try and seriously talk about what George Springer brings to the Blue Jays. So, I think we all know his track record at this point. We've seen it in action in the playoffs a lot, because that's what he does. He consistently performs in the playoffs and does everything very well. Like, his batting average right now for his career is .270, which is better than a lot of the Blue Jays. And better than the average MLB player, because the average MLB player just wants to swing at things. George Springer is not immune. In every full season at the majors, he's had at least 100 strikeouts. But he also walks, which is why his career on base percentage is .361. And his career on base plus slugging is an .852, thanks to the fact that the dude has legit 30, possibly 40 home run power. If you actually extrapolate the 2020 season over the full 162 games, he would have had 42 home runs. Blue Jays haven't had an outfielder that's that kind of power threat since Joey Bats. And I miss Joey Bats, so I am very happy to have a Joey Bats level talent in the batting lineup. And you know, I've seen friend of the show Mike Wilner say he doesn't understand batting George Springer first. He'd rather have some players on the bases when he uses that power. I do agree with that. I would see George Springer batting third in the Blue Jays lineup behind Bo Bichette and Kevin Biggio, because at least one of those two guys should be able to get on base, especially Bo if he's being serious and you know, trying to up his game. Neither one of those guys has the home run power that George Springer has. And yeah, Minute Maid Park's a little bit of a bandbox, but it's not like Rogers Center is very hard to hit home runs out of. So it's very hard to see the power numbers decreasing for Springer. And just, again, having a guy who's a threat to do damage in so many ways at the plate. He can hit you for a contact single. He can hit the bomb. He can do a lot of different things to hurt you. He had 50 hits last year. 22 of them were for extra bases. He rakes so hard. And he's going to be doing that in Toronto. And the defense. We barely mentioned the defense. Like, defensively, the past two seasons, according to Baseball Reference, he's been worth a combined 1.6 defensive WAR. Now, just to compare to another center fielder that has been playing in that time, who had a defensive WAR of -1.5 in that stretch. That is almost a 3-run turnaround right there. That's 3 wins just based on George Springer's defense. That's what the Blue Jays just got. And I was all set. If I was in the right state of mind last week, I would have been doing the hand-wringing podcast. I'm working my way through my backlog of episodes to listen to. And recently I hit Tim and Sid on like November 30th when they're like, George Springer should be announced any day now. And then last week Sid went off and like, Blue Jays are wasting the offseason. Is it wasted now? Patience, bud. Patience. And I know there's going to be negative things about this. I mean, it's a 6-year deal. $150 million. And according to Mark Feinsohn of MLB.com, the Mets topped out at 125 over 6. The Blue Jays, again, went that next level and outspent a billionaire to get their guy. And finally seeing that power in action feels so good. After watching free agent, just look at the Jays, give a shrug, and go off their merry way to someone else. The Blue Jays laid the hell out and made this happen. And, you know, just to back up what I was saying before about not having to really worry if Springer is moving out of Minute Maid Park. In 26 career games in Toronto, he's batting .250, has an on-base of .348, has 4 home runs, but still 24 hits. He's going to be fine. Like, he's going to be here for a while. And, you know, you can take that as good or bad. I can already see people being like, he's going to be 37 by the time the deal ends. Well, so is DJ LeMahieu. They know what they need to do. Mark Shapiro, Ross Atkins know what they need to do to convince players that this is where they need to be. It was the extra year that got Hyunjin Ryu done last year. And it was the extra year and the extra commitment that got George Springer done. The front office knows how it needs to play things, and they finally got the play in there. And in a winter that has felt like such a swirling vortex, today is the day that a lot of people up here needed. A lot of Canadians needed this. A lot of Jays fans needed this. I needed this. I needed a reason to believe. George Springer makes me believe that not only have the Blue Jays fixed one thing, but they do have the resources to fix other things. I tweeted out earlier tonight, if they land him, expect them to pivot to Colton Wong. Or potentially doing their own version of the Francisco Lindor deal with Cincinnati. Maybe try and get Mike Moustakas and either Sonny Gray or Luis Castillo. There's so many options for them still after nailing Springer down. Like, usually we're like, okay, they go after this one guy. This is not the end. There's going to be so much more. This Blue Jays team is going to look so vastly different than the team that went through two spring trainings last year. And with the Yankees still not having a rotation outside of, you know, Corey Kluber to buttress them, with the Red Sox remaining committed to just being in the basement for a little bit, and with the Rays losing two of their top three starters and not having the means to replace them. I know that it's so easy to look at the off-season paper and say the Blue Jays have done enough to win this, but I honestly don't see a challenger right now. And maybe that is still the rose-colored glasses. I mean, who knows? Michael Wacha could become the starter that the Rays just plug in there to replace Charlie Morton and he goes off. But I have never felt as confident in the Toronto Blue Jays to be able to make a run before even seeing what happens on the field. If the offseason ended today, George Springer makes this an instant win for the Blue Jays. And like I said, they're not done. I'm not going to be done here. That's a good feeling. That's an amazing feeling. See if the Blue Jays can keep it up. But I like their odds right now. Anyway, thank y'all for, you know, indulging me, sticking with me, and taking a ride on this with me. I'm probably going to be unlocked on MLB at some point to talk about this, so why not subscribe to it? Sully's on there. He knows so many things about baseball. I've done the podcast before. I've done his Bull Durham podcast. It's really, really good. He's a really good host, so subscribe to that. You can hear other people gush about the Blue Jays just like I do. Like I said, I'll probably be on there. I've already got requests in, so I'll keep y'all posted when I am doing things. Or if you want to do it in an easier way, you can subscribe to this podcast using Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get podcasts. You can subscribe to Locked On Blue Jays to make sure you don't miss any more reaction episodes. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook. This episode will be linked on the Twitter account, and you can follow me on there at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb, but holy hell did it deliver today. And y'all made it possible. Y'all bubbled it up. Your excitement's contagious. And I'm so thankful for it. Anyway, we're probably not done this week. I mean, I have to reschedule my Kirby Yates episode for some point tomorrow when I have some free time. We'll talk about it, but I can't deny that it might just get hijacked again by more George Springer talk. Or Michael Brantley, apparently. Ian Springer are friends. And Ken Rosenthal is saying that the Blue Jays are still trying for him, so we are probably not done. So tune in. Until then, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at jaysfromthecouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this special episode. Hopefully the first of a few. And y'all take care.